Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. Today's the 16th of February, 2026, and I am in the middle of the woods right now. So hopefully, I'm far enough away from everything. I've got my Starlink set up way over yonder. I have a 100-foot cable on my truck, so I run it far away. There's a bird that just keeps hooting and hollering. I'm trying to record, and it's just killing me. But at any rate, this video, I'm going to try to cover several things. But here's one thing I want. If you live in another country other than the United States and you can send me pictures or videos of chemtrails in your country, rjcjr10@yahoo.com. Send them. I'm just doing an experiment and I need as many people from other countries as I possibly can because so many people like, it doesn't happen in other countries. Actually, yes, yes, it does. It first started in Iraq. Operation Desert Saber, Desert Shield, and Desert Storm. Remember the time that I was in the military? Yeah, it was then. And we first used chemtrails there on a massive scale. And then suddenly they came home to the United States. But on that, I will digress. But I have to talk about this because it's driving me crazy. So how about this? This might be messy as usual, but this is my studio. This is my editing people, you know. It's my keyboard. Missing a tooth, just like me. Let's get into this, shall we? So right off the bat, I'm going to say what I say quite often, and I started saying this about 2 years ago, and I'm saying it for a reason, and now actually the mainstream's backing up exactly the reason. Get your money out of the bank. Turn it into gold and silver. Have them send the physical gold and silver to your house. That's one of their services. You're not buying gold. You're trading your worthless IRA and 401k for actual physical gold and silver. And because it's the 250th anniversary, they're doing a special deal where they're giving you much more free silver, depending on how much you do a deal with them for, up to $30,000 worth of silver. And I've already shown you emails from subscribers that have done exactly that. And it's completely legit. It's 100% on board, period. And this, right here, is exactly why I've been warning you. This just quietly showed up in the news yesterday where they're explaining to you how the government has set it up so that you can literally have your money seized during the next big bail-in where they have to bail out the banks. Now, see this book, The Next Big Crash, Conspiracy Collapse and the Men Behind History's Biggest Heist? It explains a lot of things, as well as the book The Great Taking. You know what I'm saying? These guys are going to do this. They have to do this because they're going to usher in the social credit system. They're going to crash the economy, which is why the national debt just keeps spinning and spinning and spinning. I've been talking about the national debt for about 6 years, and about 2 years ago I started talking about Goldco because it's the only legitimate company that I know of that can actually wrestle your money away from the banks. Because try getting your IRA or your 401k out early or turning it into actual tangible assets like gold and silver. They won't allow it. It ain't happening. Goldco will help you, period. And I'm telling you, time is ticking. Things are happening. It's getting ready to go down. So be ready. You cannot say that you were not warned. That's all I'm going to say. Also, today, again, Claude, Amazon, AWS, OpenAI, Verizon, Indeed, all sorts of website servers went down again today. This doesn't happen for no particular reason whatsoever at all. This is testing, man. They need to shut down the internet, but they need to keep their internet up and running, so they have to do massive testing. We've been seeing it for the last 12, 18 months, more than I've ever seen in my entire life. But be ready, because they're doing this. I mean, you can hope for the best, but I'd rather put my faith in faith than put my faith in hope. Does that make sense? At any rate. So remember, I'm out in the woods right now, okay? My biggest concern right now is birds or bees. Or whatever that noise just was, whatever. And I'm trying to work off of a list I keep making. And the list is things like the movie that Mel Gibson put out called The Sound of Freedom, where he's showing how bad child trafficking is. And, you know, a lot of other crazy things are going on. And I want to try to cover them all. But let me get into Erica Kirk and how I'm positive that Charlie Kirk was sent to wherever he was sent. Whether he was sent to the next realm, I don't know. But I'll tell you what, he did not get shot with a 30-06 in the neck, and his Superman neck muscles didn't stop the bullet. It does not work like that. I put a lot of bullets down range. I put a lot of bullets through a lot of things, and I'll tell you what, a human neck doesn't stop a 308 or a 30-06 at all, ever.
Charlie Kirk assassination recreation with a model of a human neck, take one. In slow motion, we can actually see that the bone not only didn't deflect the bullet, but it exploded into several pieces. Keep in mind, the FBI's official story is that Charlie Kirk's neck deflected the bullet down into his heart. Somehow, I have a hard time believing that.
But whatever, he's out of the picture, and now his evil girlfriend is in there. And let me just show you something. Here's a picture of her ex-boyfriend, and his name is Cabot Phillips. And I know this is just a complete coincidence, but look at the tattoo that Cabot Phillips has inside his mouth right here. Look at that. What do you think that means? What in the world? Even Joe Rogan's like, maybe pizza did mean something, because pizza is scattered all throughout the Epstein files. And the fun thing about this is Trump's walking around saying, I'm exonerated. Trump files, the Epstein files completely exonerated me because it shows that I called the police and reported Epstein. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. No, it does not whatsoever at all. There is a police officer who claimed that back in 2006, Donald Trump called him. None of this is on record whatsoever. It's just a police officer from Florida that's recollecting the time Donald Trump called him. So anybody that's telling you that Trump's exonerated because of that, it's not accurate. Trump's name is in the Epstein files more than Harry Potter's name is in Harry Potter books. Do you see what I'm saying? It's astonishing. They're all in this together. People are freaking out right now because they're taking down Discord because you have to show a physical ID so to keep the children safe. Every single solitary person, except for maybe a couple, 99.7% of people in power are pedophiles because they need the adrenochrome. They need it. They need it. The stories of vampires drinking the blood, it all came from someplace. Do you see what I'm saying? But literally, here's some of the ties to the military, the same military that was smuggling heroin back into the United States from Vietnam in the bodies of dead soldiers. Yeah, this happens. This happens. The military is just a bunch of dudes like me. It was either go to prison or go to the military, one of the two. Most people in the military are gang members, people that they can't make it in society, they can't get a job. They're not the best and brightest. We're not talking special forces here. We're talking the average military, okay? And when something starts going, people keep their mouth shut. You don't rat on your brothers. You see what I'm saying? I'm not talking every single person in the military, but it's a huge, huge thing. Like, well, you know what? Listen to this. I'm in the woods, dude. Give me a break, all right? I'm trying the best I can here. I've told you this before, and I'll tell you again, and I'll leave this if you want to read this, if you think we've got time like that to do casual reading. These videos are to inform you to the best of my ability every time, without a doubt. I certainly don't get paid for it, and I continue to do it. Now, why is that? Exactly. To understand what I was telling you about child sacrifice, this right here is in the Hermetic Library, and this goes down to magic and theory and practice, and all of it always requires a bloody sacrifice. And this is talking specifically about Aleister Crowley and his teachings. And his teachings were absolutely everywhere all the time. Do you see what I'm saying? This is why the children have to keep disappearing. People literally raise children simply to be sacrifices. They have sex, they have children, and they do it just for sacrifice. I mean, this just goes on and on and on. The practical details of the bloody sacrifice may be studied in various entomological manuals, but the general conclusions are summed up in Fraser's Golden Bough, which is strongly recommended to the reader. Actual ceremonial details may be left to the experiment. This goes back a long, long, long ways. A sworn testimony by Crowley declares that he held actual human sacrifice to the physical death to be the most effective, but that he never did such a thing. On the matter concerning death of the victim and invocation, Crowley elsewhere enlarges that he is the ephemeral death of the eagle. Yeah, this is just too tough to read, but you need to understand this goes back a long, long time, and these guys really do it. Look for the symbolism. They always show it. So I thought I'd show you that. And I showed you this guy years ago, Michael Aquino, a high priest in the Satanic Church, and he's the one that introduced mental warfare from PSYOP to mind war. Now, this guy right here is responsible or partially responsible to all of the psychological warfare going on right now. I apologize for the really loud bird, but I'm in the woods in Mississippi right now, so it is what it is. But there's a lot of information here. This stuff goes back. It's all been documented. It just isn't mainstream. You see what I mean? It's all considered a conspiracy theory, unless, of course, it's happening in real time and in real life, which it is right now. And they need to do these sacrifices more than ever right now. More than ever right now, because they're erecting the New World Order. So they're going to use every piece of power they possibly can. They're going to destroy the mental, financial well-being of every American citizen and every citizen on the earth right now. I almost said planet. But check this out. This is the Church of Satan right here, okay? And here's a frequently asked military question. I'm in the military. I want to have my Satanism recognized. Is that possible? Answer. In the United States, there used to be an armed services chaplain manual that had been updated until the second Bush administration, after which it seems to have disappeared. Members of the Church of Satan's in the U.S. Armed Forces could display their membership cards and request acknowledgement of their affiliation, since the Church of Satan was included in this official publication. Non-members had no such recourse. So you see what they're saying is, I mean, this goes on and on and on and on and on. I mean, the military and Satanism, I mean, look at all of the symbols that we wear when we go into battle. Look at all of the symbols on the uniforms. I mean, it's crazy, crazy stuff. It's right in people's faces. But I thought I'd throw this in just so you can understand how Erica Kirk, being tied to the military as deeply as she is, because it's deep, listen to this. I'm going to play you a portion of a YouTuber named Coop. And he's from my area. He's a young kid who does research. So he researches up all the stuff that we've researched over the years, and he represents it to a newer audience, I guess. But he gets pretty deep down. When I showed you, I think about 3 or 4 or maybe 5 months ago, because time gets blurry when you're on the road all the time. When I showed you several months ago the video, the drone footage of Epstein at his house in New Mexico on his ranch that somebody accidentally took of Epstein, that was from his channel. So I'm going to play you some of his video, but because it's getting dark here, I mean, this takes a long time, believe it or not. It does for me, at least. I'm going to play you some of his video that shows you how entwined with the intelligence agencies, the military, and Charlie's death and trafficking children, Eric Kirk, her family, whoever they are, really are. I'm going to play some of his video. I'll leave the entire link, and I'll leave links to everything I just showed you pinned in the comments below, because I got to get this video up. Because even though we have thousands of satellites in the sky, for some reason, when it gets dark out, those satellites, those sataloons, hot air balloons, don't work too well. I don't know why, but whatever. Links will be below. But before I play it real quick, this just came to me. Erica Kirk was involved in a saving children effort when she was 17 years old in Romania on a military base. And the military base in Romania got the United States to pass laws so that no servicemen could be investigated for any type of activities down there. And they had underage girl brothels on the military bases. Yeah. When you have guys out in the field training that haven't seen a woman in a long time, they'll do bad things. I mean, it happened so many times in every country we've ever fought. This is just it's what happens in war or when you're stationed in Romania. So understand that. 17 years old, Erica Kirk, or whatever her real name really is, was involved in an angel project saving children for soldiers. Or what, you know what, I'm getting it all twisted. Here you go. She goes back a long way. She has ties to everybody.
Today we're going to be diving into everything I could get my hands on and find about this situation with Erica Kirk. From the foothills of Romania to the fentanyl-laden streets of New York and everything in between. Because Erica Kirk is a very unique individual. Her name is echoing around the world, and yet no one knows her full story. Her husband was one of the most powerful men in politics, leading a huge portion of the youth, yet no one knows what his wife was speaking into his ear, and it would seem quite a bit. She is such a ball of hypocrisy and paradoxes and strange connections that I wager no one knows the answer to the most basic of questions about her. That being, who is Erica Kirk? So in this series, we're going to seek to find the answer to that question. And trust me, I would not have expected that the most basic question possible was going to take us so many episodes to get to. And I most certainly did not expect that it would leave me wondering if Charlie really was a contemporary Truman Burbank.
Tell me what's happening! You're part of this, aren't you?
With someone like Erica Kirk, who is both a liar and a chameleon, it can be very hard to nail down the facts about her. From the years of zero until her mid to late teens, very little is known about her, but we are going to go over the basic facts we can ascertain before moving ahead. On November 20th of 1988, she was born to Lori and Kent Francfe in Ohio. Her parents would divorce not too long after Erica was born, some stating within the same month that she was born, which is odd. After this, Erica lived with her mother, Lori, in Scottsdale, Arizona, and at the age of 17, Erica began a nonprofit named Everyday Heroes Like You, meant to serve orphans domestic and abroad, an organization that has since gained quite the infamous reputation we shall touch on as we continue. Other than that, we know that after high school, Erica attended Regis University in Denver, Colorado, for some 2 years, playing both basketball and volleyball there, prior to making a return trip to Arizona, eventually graduating from Arizona State University. And she graduated with a degree in political science and international relations. During her last year or so of school, Erica, despite no confirmable experience in the pageant world, decided to take a swing at pageantry, entering the Miss USA circuit. Erica competed in 2010, taking the runner-up place, and in 2011, winning Miss Arizona, which then allowed her to compete further on. More will be spoken on all this later, because it's not only really bizarre, but we found some new stuff that makes it even stranger. But as of now, these are just the facts as they stand. From that point on, Erica spent some 5 odd years living in New York, allegedly dating no one, which is a lie that we will also touch on. And during this time, though, she is building a clothing brand named Proclaim and having a devotional podcast named Midweek Rise Up. In 2018, she begins dating Charlie Kirk, and in 2020, they are engaged, and in 2021, they get married. Allegedly, they have 2 children as well, and that, as it stands, is the very basic level about Erica Kirk and her timeline, so now we can go on and add some color and really get into the interesting bits of information. Firstly, Everyday Heroes, the organization which Erica supposedly started to help children. It has been a jumping off point for many calling into question who Erica Kirk actually is, and understandably so, as we shall see. And I'm sure if you've done any research on Erica Kirk, you've probably heard of this. However, during research, I found some stuff I don't think I've seen anyone else talk about. So let's get into it. Firstly, raise your hand if you've started a nonprofit. Okay, what about one for orphans? And then what about one for orphans in foreign countries? And then on top of that, you did it at the age of 17. Okay, so now that no one's hand is left in the air, I'm going to be the bad guy for the first of many times in this video and say, I don't think that this story is 100% true as to how it happened. I do believe the nonprofit is real. I just don't believe it was solely Erica Kirk and the goal of helping orphans. And that's not too hard to get behind, because if we look into Everyday Heroes, they have a program known as Romanian Angels. Romanian Angels was a group of Americans who went over to Romania to help children in orphanages over there, giving them things like Christmas presents and clothing and some essentials. But if you're Romanian or aware of Romania and American relations, you might know that Romanians aren't really comfortable with Americans and foreign assistance because it hasn't gone well in the past. In a region located in the southeast of Romania, which also happens to be close to where this orphanage is located, there's an American military base. It's technically NATO, but let's be honest, we foot the bill for the whole squad. And the base is named Mikhail Khilcha. or however you say this word in Romanian, and it's been embroiled in controversy for many years. In fact, since its inception, it's had a terrible reputation with the locals, with involvement in crimes from drugs and weapons trafficking to things that are even worse, like human and child trafficking. Most specifically, the trafficking of local Romanian children for their usage in an on-base brothel where high-ranking military officials and other wealthy folks will go and do the most deplorable things to kids. Some of these children having been sold to the base, some of them having been stolen from the surrounding areas. This long history of this behavior came to a head when a former translator at the base named Anna Maria Nusiu came out and said that the man in charge of the base, Colonel Otto Buscher, had been in charge of stealing and selling these kids and pricing them and arranging some interactions, we'll call them. And we know this because she gathered a series of messages and even a DVD, all of which have been taken except for a couple screenshots. But all this information was acquired, and it discussed the things like the prices of children and places for them to be and apartments where they were going to meet for these behaviors. Yeah, awful stuff like that. And the way Anna got a hold of this information is because a computer came into her possession when hers stopped working, and the previous owner for whom she was borrowing it from was evidently kind of a troglodyte, it would seem, and he didn't delete the evidence that was on there, and it was sitting in word processors and emails on the computer, as well as other repositories. Literally all she had to do was open it up, and she's like, oh my goodness, they're selling kids. It's undeniable that it's happened, and it's also been covered up. And we know that it's been covered up because we have almost none of the materials except for these couple of screenshots that Anna managed to get. How Erica Kirk and her ministry is related to this, though, I'm going to make a long story as short as possible. The orphanage Erica was working with was in a very similar region to where the military base is located, and in addition to that, more incriminatingly, Erica's nonprofit released a YouTube video, and I'm going to play a segment of it on screen for you guys, and obviously the audio has been removed for copyright reasons.
And these are my little angels from Antonio Placement Center in Constanța, Romania. Our goal with the Romanian Angels Project was to show these children the true American heart during the holiday season. And what better way to do that than having our United States military personally deliver the gifts?
Seems relatively normal, besides the weird voiceover that I hope I was able to show you guys. But what's undeniable is that to make an event like this possible would require some serious connections. And so Erica goes on to thank some of the people involved in making this orphanage and American assistance connection work, and references one specific man by the name of Colonel Otto Buscher, the third to be precise. Buscher is about as rotten as they come. He was mentioned previously as the one that this translator called out very specifically as being in charge and being the ringleader for this child trafficking and trafficking ring. This would then mean that Erica's organization was in direct contact with a fellow who is being accused by countless children and Romanians as being involved in these illicit operations involving children. And make no mistake, we aren't talking about some people who feel this way about the American military. What we gather is that a ton of the Romanians in this region, in fact, possibly even the majority of Romanians, feel this way, that the Americans have an awful presence there, that they do terrible things to the children, that they are a part of these trafficking rings. That's kind of the public sentiment over there. Granted, these are poor areas, so it's a little bit hard to get the most recent information. And if this seems outlandish to you, Romania is by no means the only country reporting these things. Just research the company on screen now. They know all about this. Back to the story, though, we would assume that Erica herself then was in direct communication with this colonel, because she had to be to set this up, and then I would presume that it was the colonel who chose this specific orphanage from his existing Rolodex. And looking over the story so far, to many it seems like far too many coincidences are at play and in a row, especially considering that once these allegations arose, Buscher clearly had some high-level connections because he just resigned and now lives a cushy life in America, suffering zero repercussions for his actions.
Like I said, I'll leave links to the remainder of this video. This video is about 50 minutes long, and it's several parts. He really digs down into this and pulls up some serious stuff. So again, my statement stands. Charlie Kirk was taken out of the way so Erica Kirk could take over and that she could pick up the slack for Epstein's Island, because no matter what happens, nobody's ever going to stand trial for anything that happened to all these children, and it's still happening right now. Links will be below. I'm out.